Well, I mean, when I was helping to review people's resumes, we didn't care if they were IT or if they were computer science or computer engineering or even other forms of engineering. We really just look at the resume, what kind of projects have you done. It doesn't really matter the degree, I don't think.
So my
Even people
take.
with college diplomas, sorry.
Of course. So it's just. So first off, I agree with what he's saying as well. IT and computer science, there's a certain overlap. But what happens is, sometimes you're better off to have a more technical skill set than not. So if I'm hiring someone, or if my group is hiring people, we have a deadlock. You have like essentially the same projects, you got the same skill set, and we have someone who's slightly more technical than not. So if maybe a deadlock between finance and marketing, or just using these as an example, not one is better than the other, but just a deadlock between finance and marketing, I might choose the guy who's slightly more technical than the other. It's just as simple as that. It's just preference of the hiring manager. Of course, depends entirely on the role, but so question comes about, I've seen a lot of successful individuals, VPs, CEOs, running like multi-billion dollar corporations who have no technical degrees ever. But then again, I've seen the flip side as well. We know Steve Jobs is really famous. So all of that, right? So this depends on what role you're looking at. And yeah, I believe technical skill set is usually better off than not.
Can I just give one anecdote though? I think that's probably true, but there actually was a specific case where we had two candidates that were both of them were very good. One of them was stronger technically, one of them was stronger personally, like the soft skills, and the hiring manager's exact words were go for the soft skills. So that's just like the flip side. It does depend on the manager.
I just want to jump in here, having worked with many employers spoken to them about what they're looking for, both through these panels and through internships. It varies so much depending on the role, like they said. And they're really looking often for a complete picture. So it's not just what degree you had or what university you had, but it's a culmination of your experiences. So I think, you know, it's hard to say that one employer is looking for only IT students or only computer science students. They're really overall and generally, of course, you may have one employer who is looking for something specific, but overall, employers have said time and time again that they really are looking at a complete picture to see what kind of experiences you've had, what you're learning on your own, what kind of outside experiences you've had, extracurricular experiences, as well as how you present yourself both in a resume and in an interview. So just keep that in mind.
So in past I did work with one of you guys, Adil. He's sitting in the furthest corner. So Adil can fill in about the specific experiences about how did the interview process go. But I'd probably rate the following items in first, most important items first. First one, the most important is tough character, because it doesn't matter if you know or don't know somebody technically, as long as you can gather the information and learn quickly, because when something will hit the fan, and there are always on any initiative times like that, then it will be up to the character and personality to keep things together, keep things predictable, and make sure that nothing can derail the progress and build an explosion within the team. Second thing that is very important is business acumen, because again, we are moving slowly but very, very steadily from the words information technology to business technology to probably just business sooner or later. And everything, including the set of tools that we use, right now we have to do low-level programming. In past, we had to do probably medium-level programming. Now we're doing just high-level programming, configure business processes. That's it. Solution is ready. It meets the business needs, and so on. So thinking how will automation that happens in future impact or direct your specific, you know, guidelines, goals, and steps that you take is very important right now, because sooner or later, tens of percentage points will be. So IT staff will be reduced further and further due to the automation. Gartner has another prediction about that. Third thing is diversity of views. Can you offer to the hiring manager, to your leader, to your leaders, a diverse perspective, something that they haven't thought of before, either because for whichever reason, but insight, fresh perspective is what counts the most, especially as sometimes you may be dealing with the newer technologies and that you get a chance to fully study them as opposed to a company where they may not find their place so much in future. Another item is the ability to learn very quickly. Again, more junior people are looked at to study very quickly, and in reality, what you will see is that in past somebody was looking for just, well, Java developer or .NET developer. Now the need is for a developer, and developer is supposed to fill in the role where, you know, any technical issue can be thrown at the developer and developer would be able to fix it. On top of that, sometimes leaders don't differentiate between development tasks or system integration tasks, and you know, and a developer can get a, you know, request, hey, install this and this software or configure this and this product. And last thing is high energy, where, you know, some of the things and some of the experience may be not really there. You can definitely compensate with a high level of energy, strong message, and the very much of enthusiasm that will, again, that will irradiate people around you.